Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Adam Vingan taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And what a 24 hours it's been in the world of sports, and specifically the world of Tom Brady. About this time, roughly, 45 minutes or so yesterday, Brady announces he's not going back to the New England Patriots. And ever since then, it seems like we know where he's going, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in our friend Greg Aumann from The Athletic, covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Greg, what's going on, man?
Hey, not too much. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. And what's just been the general reaction down there in Tampa Bay with the news swirling about with Tom Brady being expected to sign with the Buccaneers today?
Yeah, it's kind of been this gradual change in over the last really 2 months. I mean, I think you go back to January, I don't think any people gave the Bucs a real chance. Just because I think everybody expected them to stay in New England. And even yesterday, I think that was probably the biggest hurdle to clear was just in the morning finding out that, him going public was saying on the record he wasn't going to be back with New England. And that changed things. Once that happened, once that was out there, I think it did seem like a novelty. It seemed like something was possible but very unlikely. Once that happened, all of a sudden Tampa Bay looked very good, and it was just kind of a matter of them having the right pitch and the right combination of opportunity and obviously money, I'm sure, to win him over. So yeah, this is huge for Tampa. It's as big a game-changing move as you can make for a franchise. He's 42. He's going to be 43 in August. Really haven't had any quarterbacks in NFL history start a full season at that age. But it's wild to think about what he can do and how much he could change things in Tampa all over the team.
Greg, what do you think is the most appealing part of the Buccaneers for Tom Brady?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's something we've been trying to figure out for the last month or so. I think that there's two things that pop out, obviously, for me. It's like you have people that talk about, oh, there's no state income tax. I really don't think this is a financially based decision at all. I think it has to be a football move for Tom. To me, for him to leave New England, for him to want to start another chapter this late in his career, he has to have a situation where he feels like he can win. So it's a little bit unusual because Bucks haven't been to the playoffs since 2007 and only went 7-9 last year. But I do think Bruce Arians is a coach who has a reputation for working well with elite quarterbacks. If Brady reaches out to Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck or Ben Roethlisberger or even Carson Palmer, he's somebody who has a history of working with quarterbacks and developing quarterbacks. And I think that helps him. The other thing that I do think helps is that they have some really strong offensive talent for him to work with. I don't know that he's ever had he's had Randy Moss as a receiver before, don't get me wrong, but I don't think he's ever had a 1-2 as talented as Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I mean, those are two guys that both made the Pro Bowl, both went over 1,000 yards despite missing the last 2-3 games of the season last year. And a pretty good tight end in O.J. Howard, too. It'll be fun to see what else they try to add in terms of personnel just to improve the offense around him and the offensive line in particular. But I think he has a lot of talent around him that he'll have to make things a little easier for him as a quarterback.
Greg Aumann, my colleague at The Athletic, joins us here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Greg, here in Nashville a couple of days ago, it was reported that Marcus Mariota would be leaving the Tennessee Titans. and signing with the Las Vegas Raiders, of course, the number two pick in the 2015 draft. And I think it's fair to say that Marcus leaves a complicated legacy on the field for the Tennessee Titans. I think the same could be said, and probably more so, on and off the field about the player taken ahead of him in the 2015 draft, Jameis Winston. With the news that Tom Brady will be signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that means the end of the Jameis Winston era in Tampa Bay. How will and should Jameis be remembered on and off the field in Tampa Bay?
You know, I think it's going to be different for everybody. It's such a mixed bag, as it always has been with Jameis. He leaves here at 26 years old, already has all the career franchise records for Tampa Bay in touchdowns and yards. Obviously, it hasn't necessarily been a great history for quarterbacks in Tampa. There's this sad thing where no quarterback drafted by the Bucs has ever signed a second contract. You know, and a year or two ago, it looked like Winston was finally going to be the guy that might change that. But again, for him to have the year he had this past year where you lead the NFL not only in yards, but also in interceptions, it really kind of gave the Bucs pause because that's just so many turnovers. To have 30 interceptions in a season in today's NFL is a crazy number. To have another 5 fumbles lost, you know, I think that's probably the one thing that they couldn't overcome, or the one thing they felt like they needed to go out and look around, just because that's such a big number. You know, Winston had a ton of turnovers early in games. He threw 7 interceptions in the first 3 minutes of games this year, which is just a colossal amount. The rest of the NFL altogether had 10 as a league, and he had 7. So I think there's just a lot of big holes that he dug the Bucs into, and a lot of times, honestly, was able to dig himself out of. But I think it just, I think it simplifies things for the Buccaneers if they can find somebody who can make half as many mistakes and maybe not quite as many plays even.
Greg, you look at the quarterback roster, the starting quarterback roster in the NFC South. You have now Tom Brady starting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, Drew Brees for the New Orleans Saints. Teddy Bridgewater reportedly signing with the Carolina Panthers. And then, of course, Matt Ryan with the Atlanta Falcons. The move to sign Tom Brady, where do you think that puts the Bucs in the NFC South pecking order?
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, I still kind of feel like the Saints are a team to beat. But I think the Bucs are probably right there with them. I mean, I think Carolina has had such a massive overhaul with a new coach, with just such a talent drain on defense. It's really continued even the last couple days. Just an amazing amount of strong defensive players and really core players. I mean, you think about all they've lost, even guys like Greg Olsen, Luke Kuechly retiring. Carolina probably takes a step back. This is probably a rebuild with them. I think they did well to get a solid quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater, but it's hard to imagine them taking a step forward with a new coach who's never coached as an NFL head coach in Matt Rhule. Falcons are probably the toughest team to pick right now, in that they're probably the closest. They're the team that didn't make a massive change. They stuck with Dan Quinn. They've made some changes from a personnel standpoint. You know, they saw Austin Hooper get away in free agency. They bring in Hayden Hurst. Devontae Freeman is gone. So, yeah, in this division right now, I think the public perception, at least, will be that it's the Saints and the Bucs, and maybe that those are probably 2 playoff teams going into the season. As long as it's been since the Bucs have been in the playoffs, I think from them to be 7-9 and to add Tom Brady, the expectation will be that this is a playoff team and maybe a team that can challenge the Saints for the division.
Greg, last thing for you here. We had Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports on last week, and he was talking about potentially Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers, and obviously you have Godwin and you have Mike Evans. But he threw out another wide receiver, and I want to throw this out to you and get your opinion on it. Tom Brady appears to really like Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown has history with Bruce Arians as well. Obviously, we know it's been a crazy year off the field for Antonio Brown, and he still seems like he's got a lot of work to do to get back into the NFL. But how much of a possibility and an intriguing possibility do you think that would be for the Buccaneers to entertain the thought of bringing Antonio Brown into the fold to join Tom Brady?
Yeah, it's intriguing. It's funny, last night you start chasing these things, and it's like last night I call, and he's fired his agent, so the agent doesn't know, and you reach out to his attorney, and his attorney was fired in December, so he doesn't know. I got his brother on the phone, and he seemed surprised about the Buccaneers, but intrigued. is something where, again, I mean, this is something where, you know, Antonio Brown has a wealth of talent. There was a moment there where it looked like it could be the Patriots, and just hasn't worked out for him. You know, Tom, it's funny in that last year, I mean, Bruce Arians was in Pittsburgh as the offensive coordinator, so there's a little bit of an overlap there with Antonio Brown, and Arians wasn't necessarily complimentary of Antonio Brown when we talked to him last year, kind of as this was all going on. So that aspect of it would surprise me. I don't know that the Bucs as a team are right now are looking to add any drama to what they have in their locker room. But again, it's kind of like if you're going to do what you do to make Tom Brady happy, if you've convinced him to change his entire career path and come down to Tampa and start something new. So if Tom says he thinks Antonio Brown is worth a shot, that's going to carry a lot of weight. So I'll be intrigued to see what they can do. And obviously if they bring him in here, it adds to the circus of this team and the craziness that'll be around this team this fall, but it also adds a lot of talent and help at receiver. If that's what Tom Brady wants, you kind of wonder how much that's going to change things down here.
Greg Aumann covers the Bucs for The Athletic. Greg, thanks so much for taking the time to come on with us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too. Certainly going to be interesting to see what happens in Tampa now that Brady is expected to sign there. Because, look, they have plenty of talent at the receiver position. Godwin and Evans, I mean, that might be the best duo in the NFL already. But if Brady really likes Antonio Brown, I know there's a ton that comes with him, and he has had moments over the course of the last year where I have legitimately been afraid that he is going to do something really, really rash, and I still think that he needs professional help. But there's no denying that the talent on the field is there, and Tom Brady appears to really, really like Antonio Brown. So we'll see if that's a possibility for the Bucs as they go down the stretch here.
Yeah, I'm conflicted about that.
Because I am too.
We saw how quickly things deteriorated in New England when Antonio Brown played for the Patriots for, what, 1 week? He got into one game, and he played well, but just with everything that has been around Antonio Brown over the past year or so, all of the off-the-field issues, you know, you remember the video from a couple of months ago of him berating the police department outside of his home and his either ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, I can't recall exactly whom, but if I were an NFL team, I would steer clear of Antonio Brown. I know he's so talented, but he has too many off the field issues that he needs to work through before any NFL team should even consider signing him.
And Ian Rappaport has literally just tweeted this, and it's funny we're talking about this right now. It says, as Tom Pelissero and I discussed on TV, the word among teams interested in Tom Brady was they were among the impression that Brady wanted to bring Antonio Brown with him to a new team. Brown is still under investigation and remains to be seen when he can play, but Brady is close with him. So I'm interested to see how this all shakes out between the Buccaneers and Tom Brady and whether or not Antonio Brown comes into the fold. When we come back, we'll continue to discuss Tom Brady's move to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll take your phone calls and your thoughts on it as well. 615-737-1025. Your calls and your text messages at 615-737-1025. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Adam Vingan here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.